The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida daf lamed beis. What we're going to try to do as we enter the third perek, where the third perek talks about different types of dam that are metayar, there's the dam toyar of Yelens, which we'll get back to, dam koishi, which is not considered a ziva. I'd like to try to develop in depth a little bit more of an appreciation for the Gedarim of Zivo itself, which is a theme that's going to repeat itself over the coming Prokem Bez Hashem. The basic outline of Hilchas Zivo, Nida is a flow, a menstrual flow of Dam. It's Mechayiv Tumah of 7 days. It does not need Nikiyim. There's no Chiyuv Korban. All there is a Chiyuv after 7 days. The Tumah is 7 days. After 7 days, there's a Tahara B'mikvah. There's a separate pasha called Zov. The flow of Ziva, both by a man and a woman, even though the flow, what's flowing is different, but the idea is the same, the basic dinim are the same. But we'll talk about Zov for a few minutes, because that will establish the point that we're trying to make. The basic tzura of Zov is that one Re'iyo is mitamim, becomes an avatoma. There's no din of Shiva Nakim, there's no din of 7 days. Two Re'iyos of Ziva, Lamaisa are Mechayiv Shiva Nakim, are Mechayiv going to the mikveh after Shiva Nakim, the same way, three. The difference between two and three, the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Shtei Re'iyos V'Sholosh Re'iyos El Korban. If there are three Re'iyos, then it's Mechayiv Korban. So it's interesting. The difference between one and two is that one is not metamish shivas yomim. Two Re'iyos is metamish shivas yomim. There's a din that he needs mayim chayim and shivan nekiyim. He has to be boydik. The third Re'iyo creates an imperative for a carbon. And here there's an afkamina. Rashi and Tosfos and Aflam and Hey are going to tell us that what's called a Re'iyo ba'oinis, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hazov, Boitkin is Hazov, B'Shiva Drachim. There are different ways that he might have seen a flow, Mibsoroi, that's not consistent with Ziva. Why? Because it was created by any one of physical conditions. Hirhurim, Achilois, Choili, whatever it is, those type of Re'iyos do not render him a full Zov. Do not render him a full Zov, Legabe what? Explain Rashi and Tosfos. Then that's true Lagabi Korban. The Mishnah over there that says that B'Shiva Drachim Boitkim is Hazov is only when you're talking about a Korban, that the Mechayiv is only when there's three Re'iyos. If any of those Re'iyos were Derech Oynis, then there's no Mechayiv of a Korban. But the Rishonim point out that if there's two Re'iyos, if you saw on Sunday, Monday, could even be in one day, two Re'iyos have a din L'tamei Shivas Yomim, despite the fact that it's a Re'iyah Boynis. And this needs an explanation. What is the definition of a Re'iyah Ba'inis? A Re'iyah Ba'inis, where there were outside forces, it's not mitzad a Zov Bibsoroi, but even though the same Choymer, the same liquid came out, but it came out with the Besibas Oynis, it came out as an Oynis. Is that considered a Re'iyah or is it not? If it is, so why shouldn't it be mitzdarif L'gabi 3? And if it's not, then why should it not be mitzdarif? Why should it be mitzdarif L'gabi 2? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal explains as follows. In a shir. The difference between 1, 2, and 3 Re'iyos is not just an amount, but it's a different, not only explanation, but it's a different definition of what that Re'iyah creates. And he explains a particularly profound concept, that the difference between when something happens to a person one time. So anything can happen to anybody one time, and we'll call that a mikra, we'll call it happened. The Re'iyah was a Re'iyah. We'll use the example, let's say, for just the Sabbath season of a Shor Shenogach, where there's also a lock of three times, and there's a striking similarity between what we're going to say and the process of Chazok of three times. Behemah is Negech the first time. We consider that an unusual act. If it's an unusual act, then he's treated as a Shor Tam. If it's a Shor Tam, he only pays Chatzin Nesek. The second time, what the second Re'iyah by us does, what the second Re'iyah by Neger does, anything that happens twice, we don't look at that once as a fluke. We look at the second time tells us that the first one has a pattern. When something happens twice, we see that it's not just a fluke that the first time happened, we see that there's already a pattern. It could very well be that the second Re'iyah, or the first Re'iyah was Ba'inis, but Lamaisa, what one Re'iyah does to the other Re'iyah is that it establishes is that what's going on over here is a pattern. It's not just a mikra, it's not a fluke that it happened. What's the conceptual dimension of three times? Theoretically, a person could have seen a ziva, and it's not just a fluke ziva. It's a real ziva. There's a pattern here. Does that make him into a zov? Is he now redefined from being a regular person into a zov, which is a category of an adam tomei? Or no? He's a person. He's a regular person who's not supposed to be, have a zivas davalak. He had a ziva. Not that it's chal in him a shame zov, but that he's an Odom Tor that became Tomei from an act of Ziva. Again, the one time is that the act itself is a fluke. The act itself is a mikra. It's not even considered a normal act. It's charig. It's out of the realm of what should be happening to a person. Two times says there's a pattern that this maisa is not a fluke. This maisa is a normal maisa. Three times defines the person with the act that happened. Go back to the example of Shoshan Nogak. Two times might be that we see the one negicha is not a fluke, but do we define the animal as a shor that's oimid l'negicha? That's only by three times. And by the way, we'll point out that we have over here a profound grasp of what's called the Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel Chazaka. We know that three times is a chazaka. The truth of the matter is that there's a Machlokes Tanoim. We paskin that three times is a chazaka, but the Gemara brings a machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, according to one opinion, a chazaka was with two times. It's not that they're arguing whether two times or three times establishes a pattern. The lumdus goes like this. Two times establishes that the maisa that happened, the act, what took place, the event that took place, is not a freak, is not a fluke, it's real. There's a pattern to it. Does it define the person that it's going to happen again because he's that? Two times means that the negicha is a real negicha. It defines for us that the act that the shor was negach is something that the shor did in a patterned way. Does it define that the shor is a shor nakron that we could predict with certainty that he will be negach? That's only when he becomes a shor shenogach. That's only three times. The machlokes is what's chazaka. Is chazaka enough to define the act that happened as an act with a pattern, or one has to define also that the protagonist of the act, the shor that did the act of negicha, the person who had a ziva, becomes a zov that we could predict. We look at him as a person who has zivos. Now, let's take this a step further. The tumah, if it's a fluke, if it's a freak, is a tumah yaitzim igufay, but it's a tumah kala, it's only mitama one day. A nida, a woman that becomes a nida, it's chal on her. She had a nida, she had a flow of dam. That's mitama 7 days. A zov, the same thing. If the first re'iyah is a re'iyah that's a freak, that's a fluke, so then it's only tame 1 day. But if it's a tumah that has a pattern, it's a tumah chamura, so then it's for 7 days. The korban is something else, a whole different level of experience. He was mitayer himself from the Maisa Ziva. But he already established himself with three Zivois as an individual who's defined as a Zov. Self-definition can only be changed by a carbon. Again, I'm not trying to rationalize Exes HaKasim. I'm trying to define what the Torah is teaching us. The Torah is telling us that the third time is a definition. That definition can only be taken off by a carbon. So Melo, we understand, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that when we're talking about an oinis cannot be part of defining a somebody. If he had three times a re'iyah ziva, but one time was an oinis, those three times do not establish a chalois on him, do not establish an identity of him, do not define him as a zov. But if two re'iyahs took place, one was an oinis and one was not, so then at least the one that's, even though one is an oinis, but it says that the other one is part of a pattern. What's happening over here is not a fluke, is not a one-timer. It's something that happened the second time. There's a pattern to it. If there's a pattern, it doesn't make a difference if it's oinis or if it was oinis or not oinis. It's only Lagabi three times, which has to redefine him. Be'etzem, over there, will say that he's not redefined by Re'iyah's ziva oinis. Let's interpret something else based on this criteria. The Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Zovin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Vav, says that if somebody had a Riyah Ziva on Sunday, Monday was clean, and then on Tuesday he had a Riyah Ziva, that's not considered a second Riyah Ziva, that's considered a first time. It's not Mechayiv him or her Shivas Yomim. However, if he had a Riyah on Sunday and Monday, and he became a Zov Ketana, he became a Zov Kotna, he has to wait 7 days for two Riyahs, and then Tuesday he didn't see, and Wednesday he saw again, that makes him to a Zov, that's Mechayiv a Korban. How do we understand? Does a Hefsik of Yomim break up the pattern, or does it not? The Teretz is the question is what we're trying to pattern. If we're trying to define two acts based on each other, that they're not isolated incidents, but they go together, and each Maisa is part of a pattern, then the two Maisa have to have contact with each other. The Gzeres HaKosov is that there's a Hefsik Yomim, if Monday separates between a Riyah on Sunday and Riyah on Tuesday, those two Riyahs are not connected. If they're not connected, they do not define each other. Those Riyahs are considered flukes. But if there were two Riyahs which are defined as a Riyah, if there's a third Riyah separated by a day or two, true that that act is not acting in tandem with the second Ziva, but Lamaisa, as far as the person, as far as his self-definition is concerned, he did have three Riyahs. If he had three Riyahs, then he's considered a person who's Olul to be Roya Ziva. He's considered a person with the titles of. It's defining for him. So Mela, over the end of the day, does not break it up. We can explain something else based on this criteria. There's a famous discussion about Marzikin Mi Isur Li Isur, which means, let's say a person, Chazok is a basic clown. We've discussed it a lot. Bez Hashem Nemesechta. A lot of tlios and a lot of sveikos become determined based on the criteria of chazaka. The halach is that what happens if there's somebody or something that has a state, and there's a question here of continuing that state, but not for the same din. An example. A behema, bechayeo, is also mitzad evim and achai. The flesh of an animal is also eat while the animal is alive. I'll say evim and achai. It's not a nevela. Eva Menachai. After the behemoth shechted, he's dead. There's no Eva Menachai. It's not a live animal. The only reason why a behemoth would be also is because of Nevelo Trefa. Could we use the state of Chazoka that is on the behemoth? The behemoth was assumed to be also because his flesh was also to be eaten. So too, La'achamisa, even though the Isurim are two different Isurim. Isur Eva Menachai and Isur Nevelo are two different Isurim. Are we machzik a state of Isur to assume that there's a different state of Isur that was Chal, even though that Isur is not the same thing? Do we see two Isurim as one Hemshech of the meat Lamaisa being also? Do we say no? The only Chazaka was a Chazaka that the animal is live flesh, is Eva Menachai. There's a Chazaka that the animal, when dead, is Nevela? No, so that we won't say. This discussion, whether we do continue a chain of a state without it necessarily being predicated on the same din, is called Machzikin Me'isur Le'isur. The famous discussion between the Marit and the Shev Shmaitzer in Shmaitzer Hay. And the Marit explains Kedarko, he holds Machzikin Me'isur Le'isur, that even though there's halacha that we don't create a Zov status, to be Mechayiv and Mekorban, if the Ziva was Ba'onis, because we don't see a Ziva that could create the reality that he's a Zov that's Mechayiv and Mekorban. But if he had seen three Re'iyos, and now we're trying to get him to go through Shiva Nekiyim, there, if there's a Ziva in the middle of those days, the halacha will be that we say that we're not Boidik B'Shiva Drachim. The reason he explains is because there might be a Ziva Zoynis, but since he's in a state where he's already assumed to be a Zov, so that state gives us the imperative, gives us the Chiv, to look at everything Litzad HaChomer, Machzikin Me'isr, of his Zov state, Le'isr, that any Re'iyah is going to have in the middle, is assumed as having a status of a Zov, not that the Riyah was Boinus. That's the opinion of the Marit. Those that argue on the Marit, the Gdel Echerim that hold Ein Machzikim Yisalisa, will have to explain this din somewhat differently. Those that argue on the Marit hold that the fact that an animal was alive and had an Issa of Eva Menachai has no bearing on the fact that if the animal is dead, that it was dead by natural causes and it wasn't Shechted. What does one have to do with the other? Just because it was also, that state has to continue if the Mitzis of the animal changes. Emachzikin Issa Misa. Masha'inkin by Zov, the question is Taka on the Re'iyah that he had in the middle of the Shiva Nekiyim, but The way we explain the din of three times, it imposes on him a state that we could assume that he will be roya. He's defined as a person who's roya. It's not just that he had a ziva. Not that he had a maisa ziva. He is a zov. If he is a zov, then re'ios he has have to be assumed are related to ziva. What points is there of being baidik? We see everything that flows from him as a ziva has flown from that state. So that's what the Chalkim and the Marit will have to understand. Mitzvah Hashem, the next year we'll delve more into Re'ios in the middle of the 7 days, what type of Re'ios there are and which is Soyser, the Tahara state of the Shivanakim, and which not, and what the difference is between them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.